Electronics Weekly, Pasternak Coaxial RF Probes, RS Components Soldering Station and More. Microchip Development of Remote IoT Nodes. Microchip has introduced a LoRa system and package, SIP, family with a low-power 32-bit microcontroller, MCU, sub-GHz RF LoRa transceiver and software stack. This technology is designed to help accelerate the development of remote Internet of Things, IoT, nodes. LoRa technology allows low-power applications to communicate over longer ranges than Wi-Fi or Bluetooth by using the LoRaWAN open protocol. Suited for a range of applications such as smart cities, agricultural monitoring and supply chain tracking, LoRaWAN allows for the creation of IoT networks that can operate in both urban and rural environments. For more information, visit Microchip's website. Microsemi-passive optical network applications with a FPGA burst mode receiver. Microsemi has launched its PolarFire FPGA burst mode receiver, BMR, which supports 10G passive optical network, PON, optical line terminal, OLT, capabilities with a field programmable gate array, FPGA, for 10G PON OLT implementation in a compact form factor. Customizable, and featuring 10.8 nanosecond lock times in mid-range FPGAs for PONs, the BMR provides a PON system and small optical module-based form factors. As an increasingly popular telecommunications technology that is used to provide fiber to end customers, PONs implement a point-to-multipoint architecture using unpowered fiber optic splitters to enable a single optical fiber serving multiple endpoints. For more information, visit Microsemi's website. Pasternak Coaxial RF Probes. Pasternak has released a line of RF coaxial probes with a 40 GHz operating frequency range for use in microwave components, high-speed communications and networking. The probes include four models that provide 10 dB maximum return loss over the frequency range of DC 40 GHz. They are offered in GS and GSG configurations with a pitch of 800 or 1,500 microns and a 2.92 mm interface. For more information, visit Pasternak's website. RS Components Dual Channel Soldering Station. RS Components has unveiled its RS Pro Dual Channel Soldering Station. Offering a combined maximum power output of 200 watts, the station allows for the simultaneous use of a soldering iron and tweezers, both of which are included in the package, along with the main heating unit and two tool holders. With fast heat up and recovery, the supplied soldering iron has a power output of 130 watts and can reach maximum temperature within 10 seconds. For more information, visit RS Components website. Synopsys Modeling Standards to Address Design Down to 2 Nanometers. Synopsys has announced that the Liberty Technical Advisory Board, LTAB, and Interconnect Modeling Technical Advisory Board, IMTAB, have ratified new modeling constructs to address timing and parasitic extraction challenges at process nodes down to 2 nanometers, NM. Mobile device requirements for low power and manufacturing challenges require different approaches to help provide the best accuracy at sign-off while enabling design tools to reduce power consumption. In addition, the Synopsys Fusion Design Platform can help engineers address the artifacts produced by device architectures, mask and patterning techniques at these nodes, which must be modeled by improved extensions in the Interconnect Technology File, ITF. For more information, visit Synopsys website. Missed the last Electronics Weekly? Click here.